Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about the possibility of you feeling emotionally numb. So I just finished uploading a video on TikTok about mental health. And I really feel such a calling to talk about this topic because I've come across a lot of people lately that have been struggling with mental health. And I remember how human it is for all of us to struggle with mental health. So as a result of feeling emotionally numb, you may be extra forgetful, be extremely indecisive, feel things internally but have no outward expression, find it difficult to cry or feel disappointed about anything, create conflict just to feel something, either overreact or not react at all, feel disconnected from reality, not know what you want or how to feel, repress your emotions, and have trouble processing information. If you are feeling emotionally numb, I want to remind you that you are not alone. Okay, this is not uncommon. This is something that a lot of people actually struggle with. And to be frank with you, to be honest with you, my friend, it's something that I have struggled with in the past as well. So even though I'm a motivational speaker, I'm a self-help podcaster, I post about wisdom, wellness, and lifestyle on my social media. And overall, I do my very best with the grace of God to live a relatively healthy and happy life. I will still be very human and fall into these little pockets of time wherein I just don't feel like doing anything. And it's not even laziness. It's something regarding your mental health. And feeling emotionally numb can just feel like you don't want to do anything. Like, what's the point of doing anything, right, my friend? So I have had those thoughts too. And as much as I am not proud to share that I have felt those things too, and I have thought, what's the point anyway? I've had those thoughts too. I believe that it is very important for me to share with you that you are not alone. And it's not something to be proud of, but it's not something that you have to be ashamed of. I think that when we realize where we are at in life and that we are not where we want to be and we're not thinking the things we want to think about, we're not doing the things we want to do, when we realize that we are, I think that's actually the first step to getting to where you want to be, is realizing that, you know what, I'm not in a very good place right now. I am not thinking properly. I'm not feeling properly. I am just not mentally healthy and happy. I think that when you realize that within yourself and you've come to terms with yourself that, you know what, I have a lot of room for improvement and I need guidance from the Lord, and I need to really work on myself and figure out where I can improve and what things I can change in my routine. I think that's such a huge step in your self-improvement journey and your self help journey wherever you are at in your life. So if you are feeling emotionally numb, there are so many healthy habits that you can implement into your routine to get out of that state. And I have so many podcast episodes about this, but it's just something that we have to often remind ourselves, my friend, because we're human. And we forget things easily. And that's also why we always need to pray and talk to God and ask Him for guidance. So my friend, think about the food that you're eating. Are you eating healthy? If not, start eating healthier. Eat mindfully, get enough sleep at night, get some sunlight, exercise. What are healthy habits that you have to work on? It's still the beginning of the year. And my friend, even if it's not the beginning of the year, you're still alive. Remember that. You're still alive and you still have time to get out of this little pocket of space wherein you're unhappy. You can work on yourself. You can do things that will challenge you in a positive way, in a good way, for you to become closer to the person that you want to become. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying that, you know what, one day you're going to decide that you're going to get so much better mentally, physically, spiritually, and then it's just going to go uphill from there. Life is a series of ups and downs. I mean, if it wasn't a series of ups and downs, it would be so boring and everybody would be living the same life. And I think, you know, we have to remind ourselves that's the beauty in it. There's a challenge. There's a journey. Let's boil it back to Journey with Julian, right? We're on this journey together, my friend, and it's not going to be easy. And there are times wherein we will be frustrated with ourselves and with life, but you cannot give up because God gave you this life for a reason. And you have a purpose, my friend. You woke up for a reason. You have gifts, you have talents, you have blessings that you can share with other people, that you can hone, that you can work on, and you can share. You have love in your heart that God has given you to share, to appreciate and to share. And you have a purpose, my friend. Your trials and tribulations, you can get past them, and you can also use these challenges that you will overcome as a part of your testimony to the strength of your faith and to your strength, my friend, and also just how good God is. You have to truly believe that God has a plan for you, my friend, no matter how difficult it is. And you have to believe, my friend, that God loves you and God wants the best for you, and that you're going through these things and it's making you stronger and smarter and better. And it's not going to be easy. I kept saying that over and over again, but I just have to keep reiterating that when I first started my self-improvement journey, it was such a challenge. And all the times wherein I fall back to my old unhealthy habits and just feel like not doing things and not being productive. And I question why I put myself in situations that challenge me. You just have to always go back to the truth that God has a plan for me. The Lord put me in this situation to learn something, to grow from it, and I have the capacity to be the person I believe I am meant to be, to hone my skills, to work on myself, to multiply my blessings, and to share to people what I've learned, to share to people what I've overcome, to share to people my life and my love and my care, because God has blessed me. Believe, my friend, that you are blessed. Believe, my friend, that you have a purpose. Work on yourself every single day, even if it's just little things. Those little things add up. And my friend, that's all for today's podcast episode. I have so much more to share with you, but I will be keeping Journey with Julian as a short form podcast episode. I just want to remind you once again that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time, my friend, to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. Please share this episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. Tag me on Instagram story, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.